Labour's new leader promotes MP who shared abused girls need to shut their mouths for good of diversity tweet. By Jack Montgomery on April 11, 2020. The Labour Party's new leader has appointed an MP who shared a tweet stating those abused girls in Rotherham and elsewhere just need to shut their mouths. For the good of diversity as Shadow Minister for Community Cohesion. Nasim Nez Shah, the British-Pakistani Labour MP for Bradford West, sparked outrage when she shared the tweet, which she said was a genuine accident, although she also liked it, in 2017, with tens of thousands of people signing a petition demanding her resignation. She did not resign. Indeed, former Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn actually promoted her to a front-bench role as Shadow Minister of State for Women and Equalities in his shadow cabinet the following year. Now Corbyn's successor Sir Keir Starmer, the devoted anti-Brexiteer hailed by many left liberals as a moderate who can drag Labour back to the so-called centre ground of British politics, has also shown favour to Shah, appointing her to the newly created post of Shadow Minister for Community Cohesion. The decision to promote Shah to a community cohesion role may cause consternation among Britain's Jewish community as well as the thousands of mostly white victims of mostly Muslim grooming gang rapists across the country, given she has also been embroiled in a number of anti-Semitism controversies. Prior to becoming an MP, she had shared content on Facebook calling for the disestablishment of Israel and the physical transportation of Israeli Jews to the United States. She also once urged her followers to vote in a poll on whether or not Israel was responsible for war crimes, warning them that the Jews are rallying. More recently, Shah marked the death of Nelson Mandela's widow Winnie Mandela by sharing a picture of her alongside one of her more infamous quotes. "Together, hand in hand, with our matches and our necklaces, we shall liberate this country." This was in reference to a ruthless terror campaign waged in South Africa in the 80s and 90s, in which victims, mostly black South Africans accused of collaborating with the white minority, were necklaced, i.e. murdered by having rubber tires placed around their necks and lit on fire. Shah subsequently claims she did not realize what the matches and necklaces quote was referencing. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.